Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mickey Klutz. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kelvin Moore. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive towards the mound. Langford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moore scoops it up and throws to first, with Langford covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Wathan and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Henderson scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. McRae reaches second base with a double. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay takes first base on ball four. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Henderson moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Way then settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Way then. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards second. White picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on White. Henderson scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murphy moves to third. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 1 in the game. Klutz strikes out. One out. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murphy. The slide. Way then applies the tag. Murphy is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. White scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McKay hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Henderson goes all the way around to score. Murphy moves to third. It's 4-1, Athletics. Rennie Martin now pitching. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hurdle moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath fires to second and picks off Hurdle for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Way then moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Way then moves to third. Wilson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a pop-up towards first. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 2 in the game. Klutz hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McKay strikes out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Murphy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wayven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wayven is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wayven hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0-for-3 in the game. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Tom Underwood now pitching. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Akins strikes out. Two outs. Dave Beard now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops it up and throws to first, with Martin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McRae strikes out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Way then strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.